Hallelujah. Let's pray for the word too. Father, we thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, you come now, you talk, talk. You speak, Lord. I am but just a vessel, just like anybody here else in this room this morning. But Father, you speak. You speak to us. You inspire us with your word. Let your word clean up our hearts. Let your word inspire us, oh God. Let your word ignite your spirit, oh God, inside our hearts, Father. That your word shall not come back void, that it shall accomplish everything that you have purposed it to do. And we thank you. We release this prayer, Lord, to you, in no other name but the name of your Son and our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. You got your Bibles? Hallelujah. Well, there's been a great burden in my heart that I've never felt like that before, ever before, as a pastor of this church. And it's a weight that I'm carrying that's really causing me to be in a place where God can actually speak to us. God can actually do things that we've never ever experienced before. And there's new things that are going to be happening inside our lives. And the last couple of years, I think the year 2020 is going to be a different year for us. I know that, as I sense it in my spirit. And I know that you all have been seeing the direction that we've been going. I have one mandate only in this church, and that is to prepare the church and to clean up the church. And the Holy Spirit is going to do the cleaning up through His Word. I'm not the one doing the cleaning up. I am just going to prepare the church. And I know that He is going to be doing the cleaning up in your lives, in our lives, starting from me all the way to all of you sitting here this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. You believe that? You believe that? Hallelujah. And so I am more passionate about preparing the church. That's all God said to me. Prepare the church. That's it. Just prepare the church. Get them into a place where I want them to be. I want the church to be back where I want the church to be. God is looking for set men and set women that He can actually continue to use in this life, in this world we live in today. Amen? Hallelujah. There is a lot of different gospels being preached today. What is the gospel that you're listening to? That's the question that I want to ask you this morning. There are people who have known the truth about the kingdom of God and yet are blinded by the new gospels that are being preached in this world today. There's so many different gospels, but Jesus said that this gospel of the kingdom shall be what? Preached, and then the end shall come. We are holding up the kingdom of God coming, or the end coming, because of gospels that are not right. We're preaching things that we're not supposed to be preaching. All I know is this, that we must prepare ourselves and walk before God blameless. That is really what the mandate of God is. And if it's for me, then it is for everybody sitting here in this room today. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus never started a religion. And I always want to say this every time I take this pulpit. He never started a religion. He started a movement. And this movement I want to begin again in our lives. This is the movement they call The Way. Hallelujah. And that, my friends, is the way this church, I don't know about anybody else, but I want this church to come back to follow the way which Jesus started. He started a revolution. He started a move that totally transformed the world. Hallelujah. Right side up, not upside down. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. He preached the kingdom. Then he says, I am the door. To get into this kingdom that I'm talking about, I am the door. I am the way. Hallelujah. And then he said, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, he says. If you want to understand the kingdom that I'm talking about, the I am the truth. If you listen to any gospel and it doesn't have Christ in it, Christ is not centered in it, then that is not the way, my friends. Allow the Holy Spirit to convict you. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. Allow the Holy Spirit to give you the spirit of discernment, to discern that something is not right. Hallelujah. I've just been back in PNG, and it's gone beyond ridiculous what people are following over there. And these are people that have been involved in revival. These are people that understand the truth of the Word of God. Yet they're blinded by all this stuff that has been thrown in their face. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, he says. And if we want to live a life through Christ Jesus, he says, I am the life. If you look at me, then that's the life that I want you to live. Hallelujah. I have made a decision in my heart as the pastor of this church never to listen to anybody else that I don't trust. And you should do so too. Discern those you are talking to. Discern those who are speaking into your life. What is their life like? Are they living the way, the truth, and the life? If they're not, then shut your ears and shut your heart and walk away from all the rubbish. Hallelujah. Be careful on what is being spoken over your life today. Avoid prophecies. Prophecies, sometimes people speak out of nonsense. There are prophecies that are truly from God, and there are prophecies that are not. And you discern the spirit of that prophecy and understand it. Don't go looking for it, because prophecies will come and cut across your path naturally. If it was from God, it will cut across your path and fulfill itself. That's how prophecies work. You don't go looking for it. You don't try to set it up in such a way that it'll work for you. You don't force prophecies to work. Hallelujah. I have made a decision not to speak to anybody else except those who are like-minded like me. Those who think like me. Those who act like me. Those who speak like me. Because I want to imitate Christ. Paul says, imitate me because I imitate Christ. I walk according to how Christ has taught me to walk. Amen. I will only talk to like-minded people. Why? Because what God has placed inside my heart is too big to be wasted on time wasters and people that will jump on your vision and then destroy it and destroy you at the same time. I am serious about what I'm saying this morning, and you, so should you. What did Jesus mean when he said to not cast your pearls before the swines? Let me just clarify those very strong words of Jesus. And he does not mince words. Jesus never mince words. When he said it, he said it. He says, you have heard. Oh, I like that. He says, you have heard. Do not commit adultery. But I say, he says, oh, that's kingdom. I say, if you even look at somebody with lustful thoughts in your head, then you have already sinned, he says. He says, you have heard that do not murder or kill someone. But I say, he says, love your enemies and do good to them. Whew. That's kingdom, my friends. He says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. And that's the truth, the way, and the life, how you should be living. There is no point in having a relationship with Christ Jesus and not having a relationship with your fellow man. That doesn't work. Big logs in our eyes, we need to pull it out first before we try and go and talk to somebody about their lives. Hallelujah. Before Jesus says, do not cast your pearls before swines, he says, do not give the dogs what is sacred. Oh, I like Jesus. I like the way he speaks because he knows who he is. Hallelujah. Peter looked at Jesus and said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, good on you, Peter, he says. But the flesh and blood did not give you that revelation. My Father in heaven gave you that revelation. Therefore, Peter, you are ready. You are ready. Now I can go. 3.5 years Jesus spent with these 12 men and said, you got it. I'm going now. Hallelujah. An analogy of mentioning dogs is also used in Proverbs chapter 26, verse 11. The Bible says, as a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. Strong words, my friends. And a dual reference to swine and dogs is also found in 2 Peter 2, verse 22. Of false teachers, the Proverbs are true. A dog returns to his vomit, and a soul that is washed goes back to her wallowing in the mud. God is looking for people that do not do this. God is looking for true people. I said last couple of Sundays ago, and I talked about Isaiah saying, where is the house that you have prepared for me? That word has been sitting with me for a whole month now. Where is the house that you say that you have prepared for me? Hallelujah. In his sermon, Jesus used dogs and pigs as representative of those who would ridicule, reject, and blaspheme the gospel once it's presented to them. Hallelujah. We are not supposed to expose the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who do not, what? Purpose them to trample on it and return to their own evil ways. Jesus said, dust your feet after you've spoken. Walk away. Hallelujah. Give them up to the devil, he says. Strong words. Repeatedly sharing the gospel with someone who continues to scoff and ridicules Christ is like casting pearls before the swine. That's what Jesus was actually referring to. Jesus himself ate with and taught sinners and talked with the tax collectors, hanged around with the prostitutes. But yet he says, do not cast your pearls to the pigs. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, he says, shake the dust off your feet, and when you leave that home or town. Matthew chapter 10, verse 14. I'm just introducing my message this morning. Hallelujah. We have to share the gospel, but when it becomes apparent that the gospel is not welcome, we are not to stay, but move on. Move on. Hallelujah. Pigs don't appreciate pearls, and some people don't appreciate what Christ has done for them. Are you listening to me? Pigs do not appreciate pearls, so some people do not appreciate what Christ has done for them. Leave them behind. Leave them where they are so that God can deal with them. It is not for you to try and change anybody. They're not your job. It's the Holy Spirit's job. We are not trying to force feed people and shove the gospel into their mouth. No, we preach the gospel. If they don't accept it, you walk on. The Bible says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. People are hearing the gospel every day. It's up to you to receive it, believe it, and walk in it. That's all. Life is yours to choose from. You want to choose that place, then you choose it. If you want to choose the other place, then you choose it. It's up to you. Nobody's going to force you. Nobody's going to spoon feed you. Nobody's going to force you to do anything. Hallelujah. Jesus' instructions to his apostles on how to handle rejection was simply, go elsewhere. Simple. If they reject you, walk away. Go elsewhere. Preach it to somebody who will appreciate it. Talk to someone who will appreciate it. Hallelujah. If they want to transform their lives, if they want to walk blameless before God, then preach it to them. Share it to them. Show them the way. Hallelujah. My question is, where are you in terms of hearing the word, understanding the word, and applying the word? I want a church that is applying the word. Applying the word. Hallelujah. It is much better to leave the word of God than to just meditate and study the word and quoting scriptures. People love to quote scriptures and meditate and quote scriptures like really fast guns. Oh, faster than anybody can think of a scripture. But where is that scripture that you're quoting? Where is it? Is it inside you? Are you living it? Are you preaching what you're living? Are you preaching what you're saying that you're doing? Good question that we must ask ourselves this morning. Hallelujah. Are you liking this message? I'm liking it. You know why? Because it transforms you inside. Hallelujah. It is much better to leave the word of God than to just meditate, study, and quote the word of God. Hallelujah. They're so good at debating the word of God. I sit around people, debate the word of God. We treat the word of God like a banquet in a restaurant. We pick something to eat and leave the others behind. The word of God is not a banquet or a buffet. Sorry, let me rephrase that. It is not a buffet. If a steak is given to you, eat the steak. Cut the bones up and eat the bones and take the marrows inside the bones and suck it in and have everything that has been given to you. Hallelujah. Don't treat the word of God like a buffet. Pick something out and move all these others out there. And that's why doctrines are being preached to you and people are confused. Jesus never preached doctrine. He preached the kingdom. He says, the kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God is like that. The kingdom of God is like this. And Nicodemus came to one day and says, what is the kingdom you're talking about? Sounds very interesting, but how do you get into this kingdom? Jesus said, you got to be born again. Those who are born again in the spirit. You don't have to get into your mother's womb again and be reborn. Jesus said, no, you have to be born inside. Born, the spirit of, your spirit must be transformed and changed. Hallelujah. Oh, the Bible says this, and the Bible says this. Jesus said, but I say. Oh, the Bible says this, the Bible says, Jesus, but I say. Hallelujah. Hear the word of Jesus this morning. He says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, that's my first scripture. Hallelujah. To 20. He says, do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, he says, but to fulfill them. Fulfilling something is actually a physical thing. He's doing something about this word. He says, everything that you heard about me, I'm here to fulfill it. I'm here to get it done. Hallelujah. I'm not just going to go walk around and say, I'm Jesus. I am actually coming to die on that cross to prepare the way so that the Holy Spirit can come inside and live inside of you, and you can start thinking like a kingdom-minded citizen of heaven. Hallelujah. In other words, Jesus said, the prophets prophesied about me. I'm the Word. I was with God. I'm God. Now I've become flesh, and I'm dwelling amongst men today. Mankind. Jesus said, everything they have prophesied about me, guess what? I'm here. John says, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And when he arrived, he says, repent, I'm here. Everything stops with me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. For this kingdom that I'm talking about. Hallelujah. There are too many churches and Christians walking around saying, I am a Christian. Oh yeah? All right. Why don't you proclaim the life that you're living by living it? Don't proclaim to be a Christian. Walk in it. Walk in it. God says to Abraham, come and walk before me blameless again, he says. Noah walked before God blameless. Moses, all these amazing men that we read about in the Bible, they got one thing in common, and they walked blameless before God. God is looking not just for relationship, but a walk between blameless before him in everything that he says in his word. Hallelujah. Don't treat the word of God like a buffet. It is not for you to turn around and move things on the side. And you just use the ones that really apply to your life. Everything in this book applies to your life. Everything. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is here. It didn't just arrive now. People are walking around going, the kingdom is here. The kingdom was here a long time ago. Where were you? Where have you just come from? The kingdom is here. We are supposed to be living the kingdom here. We are supposed to bring in heaven on earth. Amen. When Jesus prayed, he says, pray that whatever there is in heaven is done here on earth, he says. Amen. We are supposed to duplicate whatever there is in heaven, whatever that is spiritual, physically on earth. Yeah. And he's given us his word on how to do it. Hallelujah. We must become people of action, of fulfilling what God has spoken in our lives. That's really what I'm talking about this morning. I'm seeing people floating around, following some kind of a new gospel, some kind of a new revelation. And God all the time saying, why don't you guys just be like me? Jesus, I'm here. Just be like me. It's so easy. Hallelujah. Verse 18 says, for truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is what? Accomplished. Everything has to be accomplished in the word. Hallelujah. All these words, fulfill, accomplish, simply implies action. These are action words. Jesus is an action man. When he speaks it, he actions it. He walks in it. He talks it, he lives it, and he actions it. And he fulfills it. Everything is being fulfilled as he's walking. From the day he was born to the day he went to the cross and was ascended up into the heaven, all fulfilled in 3.5 years. How about us? Are we going to do what God has called us? I don't know how many years you got in your life in living. Only God knows. Whatever it is, live it and fulfill it. Purpose that God has given you, fulfill it. Get it done. Die empty. When you die, you go, you've left everything behind. Your legacy lives behind. Hallelujah. Turn around to your neighbor and say, die empty. Die empty. If you're going to die, then die empty. Leave something behind. Fulfill your purpose and leave it behind. Hallelujah. Jesus came from a promise made by God the Father in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And from that time forth, prophets all the way to John the Baptist prophesied about him. Hallelujah. He is coming. This is how you should live. He is coming, this is how you should live. He is coming, this is how you should live. And it's not different now that he's coming back to rule and reign. And that's how we should live. Live according to what he wants and how he wants us to live. Hallelujah. He fulfilled prophecy, and when he arrived, he fulfilled prophecy as he was living it. Verse 19 says, therefore, anyone who sets aside one of the least of these commands and teaches others accordingly will be called least in the kingdom of God. That is the problem today, church. We treat the word of God, like I said before, like a buffet. We leave things behind and preach what we think should be. Oh, we're the Baptists, and we're the COCs, and we're FOGs, and we're the KGBs, and we're CIAs. Whatever you preach, whatever you believe, whatever you transform your mindset, you become that thing. Amen. You walk like a Baptist, dress like a Baptist, walk like a Catholic. Well, Jesus said, why don't you just be like me? Be like me. I am Christ. Just be Christ-like. Hallelujah. Jesus said, anyone who sets aside one of the least, that means every teensy-binsy little word, if you move it, you are least in the kingdom of God. But whoever practices, hallelujah, everybody say practice. And whoever what? Teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. He says, practice it. What's practice? Sitting down there and looking cool? No, it means to get up and practice the life that he's talking about. And walk in that place. Hallelujah. God is looking for people who will walk blameless before him. That's all he's looking for. There's no special qualifications he's looking for. The only one is this, walk before me blameless, and I will use you. Hallelujah. Strong words, but true words. Don't just come to church and sit down and receive the word and God and still live the same way you live. You got to be transformed. I said, you cannot meet the Christ that Paul's preached about. You cannot meet this man called Jesus and still remain the same. It's impossible. You probably met somebody else. I'm serious. If you meet Jesus and if you meet the Spirit of God, you are not supposed to be the same. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, wait until I send the helper. Because you might go out there and preach your own ideas about the book. You might go out there and interpret this book differently from why I want you. He said, the Holy Spirit will only do what I tells it to do. Jesus says, I only do what the Father does, and therefore the Holy Spirit will do the same thing. He listens to me. So which Holy Spirit are you listening to this morning? If there is not Spirit of God inside what you're listening, shut your heart and walk away. Hallelujah. I'm warning. I'm sending a warning to you guys this morning. I'm seeing something happening in PNG that isn't right. And I'm telling you guys, there's only a few will be involved in the harvest of the kingdom. Jesus said, pray for workers because the harvest is plenty. Only a few. Only a few will be involved in the harvest. Few workers. There's not going to be a whole church involved in the harvest. I can tell you this. Because it's not happening. The harvest is plenty, but only a few that walk and walk by the power of the Holy Spirit, understanding who Christ Jesus is and what the kingdom that he's talking about, these are the ones that will be involved. Those that are walking blameless before God. He said, wait until I send the Holy Spirit. And don't go and preach your own preconceived ideas about my word. Preach what you heard from the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit only do what I tells it to do, or tells him to do. Hallelujah. Go out there and practice living it. And when you have done that, it says, and teach it to others around you. How do you teach others? You live by example. People look and go, I can read the Bible in this man. I'm confused. Is that grace or is it Jesus? I'm confused. Is that Mama Alice or is that Jesus? People should be confused about you when you carry the word of God inside of you. They should be looking at you going, hey, that looks like Jesus. He's supposed to be living inside of us. Hallelujah. I am burdened. I'm seriously burdened. I've never felt so burdened in my life about what is happening. I think God is changing my heart to become a pastor. I never wanted this job. I don't want it. I fought God about this job. I didn't want it. You know why? I didn't want your problems. I'm serious. I said, I've got enough problems on my own, God. Do I have to deal with everybody else's problems? He says, because you don't want the job, then you're the perfect candidate for it. Why? Because you're going to build my kingdom and not your own kingdom. Hallelujah. I fought God. In my heart, I said, I don't want this. I do not want it. I sat in the boardroom with the board, and I said, they looked at me, you're going to be the pastor? No, don't look at me. Then I went home, and the Holy Spirit just hit me right on the head with a big hammer. And I stood in front of that mirror, and I wept. And I asked God to forgive me. I said, I'm sorry. okay, I'm going to go and do this. But I said, no. I became like Moses. I said, you talk to the people. Because I don't want to be talking to people and they think I'm talking to them. I want you to speak to them through your word. God has been doing the transformation in your life, not me. I am just like you. But I am putting myself in a place where I will walk blameless before God so that He can use me. And it is not just a place for a pastor or a leader or a deacon or anybody. It's a place for everybody sitting in this room today. It's your place. God is looking for a set man and a set woman. He will use you. As long as you move yourself to that place, then He can be able to transform you. Hallelujah. Verse 20. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Another strong word. Look at the word surpasses. It means to go beyond, exceeding everything that the Pharisees are doing. They talk good, they dress good, they walk around with big crosses and big turbans and big robes and everything, but that this life doesn't follow after what they say. He says, if you don't exceed that, then you are no better than them. Who? I didn't say that. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. It says in verse 20, it says, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of God. Our righteousness should go past and exceed beyond every kind of holy person that has been spoken into your life. People that come speak to you holy, walk away from that. If their life doesn't align with what they say, walk away from it. I don't care how many powerful sermons they preach, how many churches they planted. If their life is not walking according to the integrity of the Word of God, walk away from it. People say, oh yeah, but it's the man of God. I don't care. David understood the anointing upon Saul. But he respected that. But he never walked in that place. He said, only God will deal with these people. I just stay here and watch God deal with them. That's what you should do. Walk away so that God can deal with them. Pray for them and walk away. If you stay in that place, you'll be confused. I have seen people that have preached powerful messages, seen miracles, signs and wonders in the name of Jesus Christ, and yet walk away from it. I said, are you sure it's the right Jesus? Are you sure it's the right gospel that you've been listening to? Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you don't go beyond or exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, then you are no better than them. They talk holy and dress holy, but they don't leave what they speak. Jesus said, they shut the doors and they themselves can't enter it and they keep you away from it. Pentecostal churches are becoming so religious these days. I'm serious. We are the worst religious people in the world today. Our churches have become entertainment centers for people. We're entertaining our kids with entertaining social gospels. Preach the word of God like it should be preached. Somebody preached a strong word of God to me and transformed my life. Nobody came and teensy-weensy and pray and, oh, I'm sorry to offend you. No. Offend them in such a way that they will transform. I am not here to build a nice church for somebody to come and sit down, boom the pier. Oh, we love this church. I'm not doing this. I am setting you in a place where God will do something in your life. If I am going to move myself to that place, then everybody move themselves to that place. Hallelujah. Many are leaving the church simply to follow the way. I went to PNG and I spoke to a few people that have walked away from churches they've been in for years. They said, oh, we don't like the politics in there. There's so much politics in churches today. And God can't do anything because men have made rules and regulations and all these other things that they have to follow and jump through hoops and do all that stuff. And people are getting tired of it. And I said, I don't blame you. We became what we create. Whatever you say that you believe in, you become that. Amen. What I said before, Amen. The Baptists believe in that, and they become that. The Catholics believe in that, and they become that. The COs believe in that, and they become that. The AOGs believe in that, and they become that. But you, must be the kingdom of God citizen. You must understand what God was bringing. Jesus wasn't talking doctrines and denominations. He was talking about the kingdom. Hallelujah. And he says, the way to get into this kingdom is through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And nobody gets to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. That's the Christ I'm going to follow. I do not want to be seen as a Christian anymore, because that word has been rubbed through the mud and pulled through the mud, and the name of Jesus has been washed away from the life of many. I am a follower of Christ Jesus. That's what I want to be. I want to be a follower of Christ Jesus. I want to obey everything that he tells me to do. I don't want to look at his word like a buffet and just pick and choose. Oh, do we believe in this, but we don't believe in that. And I don't believe in speaking tongues, but I believe in baptism. Shut up and just leave the kingdom. I'm serious. Shut up and leave the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. This church should be a kingdom church. Kingdom-minded people. Hallelujah. Be free and set free from all this other stuff that's been controlling you. Get set free from men. They're your worst enemies. Men, they control you. Get set free from that and bring the Holy Spirit into your life. Hallelujah. Speak to him. Talk to him. Meditate on his word and talk to him. Amen. Jesus called him the teacher, the helper. He is the one that will teach you. He is the one that will guide you. And the conviction in your heart will be so strong that you will literally feel it inside your heart. Hallelujah. I know the Christ that I follow. Why? Because somebody left and somebody else came and lived inside, called the Holy Spirit. And my life is totally transformed. And I'm feeling today like I've been reborn again. I am. Hallelujah. When we simply become like Christ, we simply take on his image and his likeness. God says, let us make man in our likeness, in our image. In our image, in our likeness. Christ is like that. Paul says, become like Christ. Take on his image. Take on his attitude. Take on his likeness. Take on everything that he has. Be just like Christ. That's all. Nobody else. Hallelujah. When we simply become Christ-like, we take on his image and his likeness, his character, his attitude, his mindset. And Paul was correcting the church. Paul had a tough job in bringing the church to a place where they walk in the kingdom that Jesus was preaching about. And I like that the Romans gave him a house, a flat of his own, paid for by the government. The state paid for it. And he stayed there, and the Bible says, and he preached the kingdom that Jesus was preaching, and then he taught them about the kingdom of God. He was constantly in his life correcting the churches, bringing them back. All the books that he's written is basically just correcting the church, making sure that the church is walking in a place where Jesus wants us to be. That's the simplest I can understand about the gospel. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 15, for I gave you an example that you also, what? Should do as I did to you. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, have this attitude in yourself, which was what? Also in Christ Jesus. Whatever attitude that Christ has, that's the attitude that you follow. If he says, love your enemies, you shut up and love your enemies. Hallelujah. If he says, be holy, for I'm holy, you shut up and walk in holiness. Hallelujah. You have no luxury whatsoever to live another lifestyle except the life that Christ is telling us to live. Philippians chapter 2, 5 says, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, the one who says he abides in me ought to himself walk in the same manner as he walked. Have you read that before? It's there. It says, if you say you are a follower of Christ, then walk the way he wants us to walk. It's so simple. You don't go and debate about it and argue about it and talk about it. Oh, but. No. Shut up and just live like Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Friends, we must live our lives in our subconscious mind. Get it into the hearts. That's what the Bible says when it talks about your heart. It talks about your subconscious mind. That's where you live your life. Where? Here, not here. You live your life here, because when you put the Word of God inside of here, it comes out naturally. Then you can live your life based on where you've placed the gospel of Christ Jesus. Not in your head, not in your lips, in your heart, so that your feet can walk it when you're actually living it. High five somebody today. Say, that's really good. I'm receiving that right now. This is really good for me. It's good stuff. I'm chewing on some bones today. Give me your bones too. I need your bones. You eat the meat, but give me the bones. That's the kind of person you should be. Be like Elijah and Elisha. I want that. If you don't want it, I want it. I want it. I want it. Give me more. I want that. Be like that. Be hungry for the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Get the Word of God into the area of where we live our lives. Where do we live our lives? In our hearts. Because out of the heart comes the what? Issues of life. When you speak, people know that Jesus lives inside of you. When you talk, people are blessed. When you pray for somebody, they get healed. When you encourage somebody, they're encouraged. They don't walk away and go, I feel like somebody, I didn't really feel right there. If listen to me, if you don't feel right there, that person trying to encourage you is not right. Oh, no, it's just so simple. So simple. I don't listen to people that don't live their lives according to how they speak it. Hallelujah. I stay away from them. Stay away. I want to bring some quick scriptures in Ephesians, and Paul was talking about it. Paul understood that. He understood what Jesus was doing, and everything Paul said was pretty much what Jesus wanted us to do. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. He didn't say sit. He didn't say just meditate on it. He didn't say just read the Bible. He says walk in it. Hallelujah. Chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. It says, therefore, be what? Imitators of God as dear children and walk, hallelujah, again, in love as Christ also have loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. He says, walk in it. God called Abraham and says, Abraham, come and walk blameless before me. Walk it. Don't just talk it. Walk it, live it, do it. Paul is saying, do it, because Christ did it. Hallelujah. Verse 5, chapter 8, chapter 5, verse 8, says, for you were once darkness, but now you are what? Light in the Lord. Walk, he says, as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is on all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out that what is acceptable to the Lord. Walk. Walking before God in righteousness, in blameless. That's really what we should be doing. Hallelujah. Chapter 5, verse 15. It says, see that when you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Walk it, live it, do it, actioning it. Everything Jesus says, do it. Paul says, get it done. Don't just sit on it. If you need to go and forgive someone, walk to him, forgive him, and then walk in that righteousness, the place where God can use you. If you're living in sin, walk out of it. You don't stay in sin and devil in sin. You walk away from it. Walk away. Hallelujah. God is saying today, walk in it and walk away from whatever that is that you're in. Receive the Word of God today. Come up to the altar for prayer. Don't bring your sin with you and say, yeah, I got some prayer, but I'm still carrying this. And when you get out the door, you hear a knock and you go, who is that? Oh, it's me. You've been carrying me. You just came back from church and you still carry. You forgot me? The devil does that. I am telling you, I am seeing some things that are not right. And I'm fearful of how the kingdom of God and the message of God has been preached to the people. That burdened me. I was in PNG for a week. And I came back, I was so burdened about it. And the Holy Spirit says, speak. Speak it. And I will deal with the lives of the people. Hallelujah. I'm not here to speak some really good fancy eye revelation message. I'm here to speak the word of God to you. Simple as that. That's the word of God today. Receive it today. Receive it and walk in it. From Adam to us, God looks for persons who can stand against the culture of sin when needed. We are living in a sin-damaged world, and God is still looking for people that can walk in righteousness, Amen. That can walk in holiness. Amen. Ever since I took the church, that's all I've been talking about. Holiness and righteousness. We don't have the luxury for living a lifestyle that is not Christ. You cannot go out there and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and live a life that is not according to what you preach. We cannot. And so many pastors are living in that place and going and preaching and coming back and living in it, going and preaching. And people are standing, hallelujah. They're, ha, ha, ha. And they're agreeing with the pastor's sin. No, 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 no. We are not going to be this church, my friends. We're going to be a totally transformed, kingdom-minded, Christ-like church. We live according to the word of God and live it. Speak it and live it. Speak it and live it. Hallelujah. Walk in it. Genesis chapter 7 verse 1. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham that time, and said to him, I am Almighty God, El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Walk before me blameless. And Abraham did that. And when he did that, God called him righteous. Hallelujah. I want to leave you with this word to encourage you this morning. Psalm 92, verse 12 and 13. This word blessed me. It says, the righteous will flourish like the palm tree. They will grow like the cedar of Lebanon. Hallelujah. Do you know what the cedar of Lebanon is? Do you know what the characteristics of a palm tree is? God used those to tell us that you, when you walk in righteousness, will flourish. No matter what. No matter what life throws at you, whatever the world is going through, recession, whatever the devil says to you and do to you, whatever people say to you, he says the righteous will flourish, what? Like the cedar of Lebanon and the palm trees. God says the righteous will flourish, and then he says, like a palm tree. Do you know what the characteristic of a palm tree is? It's really soft inside, but it's hard outside because it's grown inside an hostile environment, and it survives in there. And when people see the palm tree in the desert, they know there's water in there. Hallelujah. Your life should be like a palm tree. When they see it, they know that they can find water of life there, because when you speak it, then the water of life comes out of you to the people that are in need of it. God likens you, the righteous, to a palm tree. It says it's grown inside this desert, but when you find a palm tree, you find water inside. And it's soft. Listen, it's soft inside, easy to God to move inside. Soft and pliable. Hard outside to survive the environment, but soft inside for God to deal with. Oh, I like that. I love that. God talked to you like a palm tree. Described you like a palm tree. And then he says, you are like the cedar of Lebanon. He specifically chose Lebanon and the cedars that are grown there. Do you know where it's grown? You can see it from far. And it grows, and it grows over the mountains that surrounding it. And when you get near those cedars, then you find out that it's grown inside a valley. Oh, hallelujah. It's not on a mountain. It's grown in the valley. And then when it grows beyond the mountains. Your life, he says, can stand and grow taller than every mountain of the attack that the enemy throws at you. Every mountain of disease, every mountain of finances, every mountain of where you are growing, he said, the tree will grow out of there. God likens you to the cedar of Lebanon and the palm trees, hallelujah. That is an encouragement from God. And when you walk in that place of righteousness, he says, you will flourish. Hallelujah. That's the word of God to you this morning. Receive the word of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He could have located anything else anywhere, but he says, no, the cedar of Lebanon, because it is growing in a valley and there's mountains surrounding it. But when you grow, it grows, you look from far, you go, wow, that is an amazing tree. You're amazed at the magnitude of it. But when you get closer, you find out that it's grown in a valley and it outgrows the mountain. Oh, hallelujah. That's your life, my friends, when you shift yourself to a place of righteousness, walking blameless before God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited about that. Planted in the house of God, he says in verse 13, in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. My friends, that is the word for today. There's no other word I'm going to give you today except to bring yourself to a place where God can see no blame. God can see righteousness. God can see holiness. You can do that. Why? Because the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. He becomes your holiness. He becomes your righteousness. You can't do it on your own except the Holy Spirit doing it for you. All you need to do is say, Holy Spirit, you be my righteousness right now. Because I'm just a vessel and a saucepan and I'm just carrying you. So you speak. You do the things that you want to do. Hallelujah. God has given you the power to outgrow any mountains surrounding your life. Whether it's sickness, disease, whether it's problems in life, whether it's financial problems, you are going to outgrow it, my friends. Why? Because you are living a life of righteousness. Your heart will be soft and pliable, easy to change, easy for God to use. God wants you to be like the palm tree. God wants you to be like the cedar of Lebanon. That's the word of God today, my friends. Hallelujah. Be encouraged about it. Take the word of God today and say, God, I want to move myself to that place where Pastor Ben was talking about. It is not just for me. When I took the church, I fought God for this. I said, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. Why? I don't want your problem. I don't want your problem. I hate counseling people. I hate talking to people. I just don't like that. I saw pastors draining themselves out doing that. People coming back to the pastor. Go to the Holy Spirit, my friends. Make the pastor's job easy. Go to the one who you are carrying inside your life. Go to him and say, God, I've got a problem. And God will deal with you. He will deal with the problem. You can walk out of here with a certain kind of problem. He will still go back to the one that you haven't gotten rid of. Get rid of it. And get over it. Deal with it. Hallelujah. You don't need a pastor to deal with your problems. He's already given you the Holy Spirit. Go to him. When I did, deal with it. Get it done. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm done. I've released everything that God wants me to speak this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, let's be a church that is not like any other church. We are not, listen to me, we are not special. We are not special, church. We're just like everybody else. But when you put yourself in a place where God can use you and walk blameless before God, then you become special before God. That's how special you become. None of us are special. There's no rank or file in this church. I'm the pastor, and you are my friends. You are the same as me. You carry the same Holy Spirit that I carry. I go to him, you go to him. Don't come to me. I can't solve your problem. He solves the problems. I told him already, I said, I don't want to deal with people's problems. You deal with it. I'm serious. I was honest to God with my heart. I said, I don't want to be a pastor because I never was wanting to be a pastor. But he says, you go and speak and I will do the rest. I will talk to the people. You prepare my word and you release it. That's it. That's all you do. I said, thank you. I like that job. I'll have that now. As long as I don't deal with people, I'm happy. Because then the Holy Spirit, when he deals with you, there's a true change happening inside your life. Because I cannot change you. I go to the same God that you go to. I go to the same Holy Spirit that you go to. I'm no special person. I'm just putting myself in a place where he can use me. And like I said, it's not just for people that come and preach here. It's for everybody of you. You can stand here and speak the word of God too. And encourage someone today, this morning, or encourage someone when you walk outside of this building. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Papa God, me pray, thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've released what you wanted to be released through your people, to your people. I thank you, Lord, for their hearts. I thank you, God, that every promise that you have spoken this morning. Father, it will be accomplished in the lives of everybody sitting in this room today. Father, as they receive your word, I pray, Holy Spirit, that when they come to you, when they come to talk to you in a soft, quiet voice, oh God, thank you, when they go into the closet of prayer, when they bring the problems to you, Father, that you will never forsake them nor leave them. You will deal with it. And Father, I thank you that you are a God that always promise and walk and do everything that you promise to do in our lives. Papa God, I thank you. I thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your grace, oh God, upon our lives. Thank you for the lives of your people sitting here today, our children, Lord, our families. Thank you that you've watched over us. Thank you that you've protected us. Thank you that you've kept us, God, safe, oh God. Thank you that you've haven't allowed any problems or anything serious to happen in our lives today. Father, I thank you for this church. I pray that every man, every woman, every child in this room today will truly walk in the place of righteousness, oh God. They will again hear the same command that you gave to Noah, you gave to Abraham, to walk blameless before you, Father. Help us to be that church. Help us by the power of your Holy Spirit. We cannot do it on our own except by the power of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you that you are doing it in our lives, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. And all God's saints said, amen. Please stand up. Let's worship him. I know there's things inside your heart that you need to get rid of. Let the Holy Spirit deal with it today. Let him deal with it. Open your hearts to him today. Just say, God, I'm tired of these things. I'm tired of the same things. I'm tired of chasing my tail, going around in the same circle every time. I want some change happening in my heart today. I want to be like Abraham. I want to be like Moses. I want to be like Noah. I want to be like Adam, who walked and talked with you in the garden in the cool of the day. Hallelujah. That's the relationship that I want with you. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, light and power belong to you. He can walk inside long life. Belong me.